broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, buddy. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the network should be used to use as always. This is indeed the broadcast for May the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Kirk Crosby's in the house. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. The good sheriff's in the house, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPUA.org. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Kurt. Everybody, good morning.
All right. Now, there's a bunch of things to talk about. Well, the kind of allegations are the president's in deep doo-doo, is how they say it. And it's kind of a concern, and it has to do with hiring Giuliani. Then Giuliani kind of maybe misstepped, or no one understands the strategy, or, and it's all over this sexcapade scenario, just like Bill Clinton days, where, you know, the Donald, I guess, was involved with a porn star, and then he had his attorney pay her off to shut up, and then, well, Donald reimbursed Michael Cohen, the attorney, and, well, it wasn't really reimbursement, it was more like a, kind of a retainer payment for an attorney, and the two weren't associated, and it didn't cross election lines, or, and others are saying not so fast, yes, it did, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And the bottom line really comes down to, are we going to see the same scenario where the Donald's not going to get in trouble for anything except for sexcapades, and it's just going to be a Bill Clinton salacious reality check with no accountability? What do you think is going to happen on this thing, Sheriff?
Well, you know, if Trump would ever give me a call, I would give him some real strong advice, and that is forget Stormy Daniels and move on. And hiring Giuliani to kind of be his backup for that, or his frontline blockers, whatever analogy you want to use, was ridiculous. Fine with me if you hire Giuliani, but move on to something important and forget about this. The more he talks about it, the more he tries to address it, the worse it gets. And he should just leave it alone. Let Cohen handle it. I don't think anything's going to happen with the Cohen raid. I think Mueller's probably in more trouble for doing that than not doing it. And that should be the focus. Look, he wasn't president when it happened. I'm not excusing any immoral behavior from him or anybody else. But at the same time, I think he's made it worse. He just can't help but talk about stuff and let the stupid media have their fun with it. And you be the president of the United States and take care of the problems that you have. He's got a huge story where he's even being considered for a Nobel Peace Prize with the North Korean nuclear summit. And so if he can swing that, I mean, Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize just for being black and being elected president. So if Trump actually makes something that is a peaceful resolution with this, with one of the biggest lunatics in the world, Kim Jong-un. So if he would just focus on stuff like that and the success that he's having, this wouldn't even be much of a story.
You're right about that, but they're pushing for the impeachment of the Donald. Do you think they'll get an impeachment over this?
No, why? He wasn't even president when this happened. And so.
But he might have committed campaign finance. He might have violated campaign finance laws, right?
If they can prove that that money to Cohen went from the campaign fund, but you know what? Campaigns can hire attorneys. I don't know about that. And this happened in what year? 2013 or 15? I thought it was 13.
Well, and the problem is when the payment happened, they claimed that it was too close to the 2016 elections and it violates campaign election laws because Giuliani said that it related to the outcome of the election.
Well, yeah, maybe on that one. I don't know about Giuliani. Again, I would keep Giuliani off of this subject and onto others. You know, if they want to hire Giuliani to do a check and balance on Mueller and his investigation, and for him to come out and say he's not allowed to do this, I'm a former attorney general. I know the law. Mueller is obviously misusing his power at this. Jeff Sessions, as he already did say, and as already you and I have said before, you know, he didn't need to hire Giuliani to say what you and I have already said about Jeff Sessions, who isn't doing his job. Here's Giuliani telling Jeff Sessions that he should be doing his job, and that this, you know, where is he absent? You know, because here again, the Justice Department is refusing to turn over documents, and if they do, they redact everything.
That's right.
Here again, Jeff Sessions doing the same thing as everybody else.
Now, here's the question, though. Donald claimed that he didn't know about the money paid to Stormy Daniels, but then it turns out that now they're saying Donald reimbursed for it. How does that work? One's a lie, isn't it?
Well, no, not necessarily.
You know,
he could find out after the fact and say, oh, you did pay her? Well, you know, here's your reimbursement. I didn't know you were paying her, but now that you've told me that, here's your $130,000 reimbursement. No problem.
Kurt?
Yeah, one of the things that at least I heard on this whole thing was when he said he didn't know, was at a certain timeline, and later, you know, after all this hit the media and all that kind of stuff, then he said he did. So, you know, I mean, I suppose it just depends on when different things are said and, you know, that kind of stuff. But like Sheriff Max
says, you got to build a timeline, sure, kind of like 9/11. And if you get alternate timelines, that's okay too, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So
well,
that's
he'll have problems with that, obviously.
That's a question. Now, Donald basically said that he, you know, that his doctor literally said he was the healthiest guy on the planet and everything else. Now, it turns out that the doctor is coming out and claiming that Donald dictated the note and he was forced to write it. How does that work?
I know, I heard that. Well, you know, all of this goes back to Richard Nixon. What did Richard Nixon know and when did he know it? If Donald is now working a way to cover up the Stormy Daniels thing, that's going to be his downfall. That'll be a huge mistake. But again, it was nothing he did while he was president. Huge difference between Nixon and Clinton both. The guy needs to focus on his job, and he seems to have a personality problem where he just can't do that. He wasn't able to do it during the campaign. He went back and forth on a lot of different issues on the campaign. It looks like he's doing the same thing here. And if that doctor signs a note that he was supposedly forced to sign, then he's a wimp, and he should have said no. And then coming out after the fact and saying, look what a wimp I was. I couldn't tell the president no, but now I'm going to tell the entire world that what he did. I mean, come on. If you're a wimp, just admit you're a wimp and you were intimidated by the president and I signed this, you know, or he told me to sign it, you know, or he asked me to sign this or whatever. You know, the doctor needs to say then, if he indeed told you to do that, is he really not healthy? Is that what you're telling everybody? And the doctor can't come out and say that, or he's violating his oath.
Yeah, they'll get him slapping with a big old HIPAA battle, won't they, sir?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
They'll just slap him right there on the HIPAA, huh?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so Trump goes and gets another physical, and everybody says he's healthy, you know. That's a Donald Trump-ism, totally. I'm the most healthy man in the world. I mean, that's just Donald Trump stuff, and he always exaggerates, but the thing of it is, his art of the deal and the way he approaches these things looks like to me it's been working, especially if he pulls this off with North Korea.
Now, I got a question, though. Why are we hiring Rudy Giuliani, who was involved in the 9/11 cover-up, number one? Number two, as far as I understand, Donald Trump just hired one of Bill Clinton's attorneys.
Well, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to say 9/11 cover up. What I'm willing to say on 9/11, I've said this all along. It was not investigated. It was not investigated hardly at all, and it was not investigated properly. And witnesses that did come forth to say other things were happening in there were dismissed. And you and I have heard from some of those. But I'm not willing to say that. I am willing to say, investigate it and let's see, because it has never been investigated properly. Nor was.
Yeah, but that's why there's a cover-up, because it should be investigated properly, and why wasn't it? Because
well,
there's a cover-up. It was
investigated properly, and we finally got your wonderful Orrin Hatch to, when he was chairman of the Judiciary Committee, to redo the investigation on that about pyrotechnic devices that the FBI lied about. And then Orrin Hatch whitewashed the whole thing, a la Washington, D.C., and so that never
happened.
Would
that happened. Be a cover-up?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it sure looked like it.
All right. And just kind of wondering. By the way, the payment to Stormy Daniels was made just 11 days before the presidential election campaign in 2016. And they say that it was intended to help President Trump win the election. Trump affirmed that he reimbursed Cohen, contradicting his statement on Air Force One that he didn't know about the payment. The president also tweeted that it had nothing to do with the campaign. But minutes later on Fox and Friends, Giuliani appeared to contradict Trump, linking the payoff directly to the election's outcome. Well, so imagine if that came out on October 15th, 2016, in the middle of the last debate with Hillary, how that would go down.
Yeah, well, like I say, if you're going to hire somebody to lead the way for you or to be the main blocker in front of you, you probably ought to get your story straight first. And you ought to let him know what you want him to say.
Yeah, good point. Now, USA Today says Giuliani might have Trump in legal hot water. So there you have that. Quick pause in seconds. Sam Kurt and Richard Mack, Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Well, the mainstream press tries to make a mountain out of a molehill when it comes to Giuliani, when it comes to Trump. The headlines from the mainstream press, news analysis, president loses grip on his own story, writes the New York Times. Giuliani may have Trump in legal hot water, writes USA Today. While that attack is going on, I believe it's an absolute, complete, 100% distraction, even if there might be some truths in the mix there somehow. And I'll tell you why. Donald Trump just celebrated the National Day of Prayer from the Rose Garden on Thursday. That means yesterday. Now, there's a whole history of Donald Trump supporting religious beliefs and causes and Christian viewpoints. And this is an example. So they're too busy attacking him over Giuliani, but they don't talk at all about his celebrating the National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden. Now, do you know what he said there, Sheriff?
No, I did not hear.
Yeah, because they're not going to tell you. But he celebrated the National Day of Prayer with those of different faiths. He said this, quote, "We know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God," said the president.
Wow.
Now think about that kind of a statement. I think it's absolutely spot on and absolutely critical to make this kind of a declaration. Now it gets better. Not only did Donald Trump celebrate National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden and make such statements that faith is more powerful than government and nothing is more powerful than God. Just imagine, you think that Bill Clinton and or Barack Hussein would be making such claims or statements? Now the next idea is even more important that's happening in the news. Trump signs faith-based initiative, giving religious voices more influence in the federal government. Did you know he signed a faith-based initiative?
No, I didn't know.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Please.
Looks like there's prayer on a regular basis in the White House. Mike Pence reveals faith behind the scenes. We know that Ben Carson gave an epic prayer as Donald mocked the media. The media was about to leave and they were going to say a prayer. And then Donald's like, "I think you guys ought to stay here while Ben prays. You guys need it more than anybody." And so there is a religious, I don't know what you call it, vein running through a lot of the leadership right now that we've not seen in literally decades. And I believe that's the reason that they're creating this distraction and doubling down against Trump with their dishonesty. Now, I'm not saying there might not be a grain of truth to some of the pieces here, but as a whole, it's nothing but an absolute ignoring of the real stories in my mind and highlighting this abuse that Donald's taking by making a mountain out of a molehill. Kurt, then Sheriff.
Well, yeah, you've got, you know, in this one about Mike Pence talking about prayer on a regular basis, you know, he says, you know, there's prayer going on a regular basis. And then he talks about the president basically saying, "Hey, do you mind if we pray? You know, can we start our meeting with prayer?" I mean, you know, that's not exactly what the standard media wants to point out about President Trump. Now, I'm not telling you that he's perfect, but when he at least understands those principles and is willing to pray, you know, then, you know, like he says, "Let's start this meeting with prayer." The president has nudged, you know, Pence several times, he says, or nudged somebody else and said, "Hey, can we, you know, start this meeting? Let's start this meeting with prayer." That's good stuff. Plus, the whole Jerusalem thing, you know, with Israel and things, they feel like, you know, when we open the, this is what Pence said, when we open the American embassy in Jerusalem, we will, in a very real sense, in this historic friction, will embrace reality. And that's what the vice president said, and President Trump, and I believe that in doing that, that peace in the region becomes more possible. You know, you mentioned, the sheriff mentioned Korea and stuff, and you know, when you look at the whole Israel thing to boot, certainly the president would be, eligible for the Nobel Peace Prize, you know?
Anyway, I find it very interesting that they're attacking the Donald on all these issues. Nevertheless, they leave Hillary alone on all these same kind of issues where, hey, we don't have the investigations, so we don't have all the facts, but yet we're going to just drive the media with allegations, and then we're going to literally attack the Donald. And while Donald and his friends are praying in the White House and supporting prayer and faith and God, and then they're literally just ignoring that whole news cycle and promoting this subversive, divisive agenda. Sheriff, it's. I mean, we're not surprised, but it's shocking how blatant it is on who's reporting what. Let me tell you, the biggest thing that's shocking to me is why does Donald go to those mainstream people that are doing this to him and not to us who are defending him. I don't get it.
Yeah, I've wondered that. And back to the comment about Giuliani, supposedly, was it Newsweek that said he was creating a legal quagmire for the president? I find that a ridiculous comment, because all you have to do is say that Giuliani misspoke and he's new on the job and didn't know what he was talking about, and case is over. That has nothing to do. His interviews have nothing to do with creating a crime or reason to be impeached for Mr. Trump. Trump only has to say, Giuliani's been out there on his own and making some statements that he really didn't research first, and we probably should have had a talk before he started opening his mouth about things that he didn't really know a lot about. And that case is over. So I don't get Newsweek. You know, everything is so exaggerated by the mainstream media. If it's anything on the Trump witch hunt, then they're all on it. And if Trump stubbed his toe, they would make a big play on it, how he had a heart attack. So it's so exaggerated, and it's so untrustworthy. And right now, Trump is headed to the NRA convention, and he is being touted for that in some places, and he's, of course, being really attacked. And it looked like he and the NRA, after the Parkland killings, were having a little bit of a tiff, but obviously it doesn't appear that they are anymore. So he's going to speak at the NRA convention. That's huge for a president to actually do that.
It's huge, and it's epic. And not only that, Donald Trump is going to speak at the NRA meeting today, as far as I understand, in Dallas, Texas, or whatever else. Okay, he's about the people's business in a meaningful way, and we're not even hearing the news about it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, unless you're listening to Liberty Roundtable, you know nothing about this. Now, one of our friends went to the White House with the Donald, right, Kurt? Her name is Sister Bing.
Yeah, good point. She's the president of one of the Mormon ladies or organizations there, and she prayed at the day of prayer. She, part of her prayer, asked for a land of good Samaritans for the country to have and more.
Just imagine doing something like that, ladies and gentlemen. Where's the press when you need them, huh?
Good point, Sam.
Well, they're certainly not going to be praying with them. And, probably the most profound thing Trump has said in a long time is telling the press, you need this more than anybody. That's good.
And yeah, it's good, but it's true.
It is true.
But I find this interesting, though. Sister Bingham, so you got a woman from the Mormon Church praying at the day of prayer, National Day of Prayer. And we're celebrating everybody, and she's calling for a land of good Samaritans. Now, that dovetails well with Melania's message, which is bullying and more kindness.
Let me interrupt you for a
minute.
Let me interrupt you for a minute. The headline on Fox News right now is, Trump said Rudy wasn't fully informed. So he's already saying what I said.
Well, and you're both right. And my point wasn't to set this trap for the Donald to agree with them, but here's my question. Why are they saying that there's campaign finance trouble here and that all these things? Look, why don't we let the wheels of justice grind slowly but as finely as they do? And why don't we leave it to the courts and to the experts to find out where this falls? Why are we making him guilty before he's ever even get a chance to be innocent?
Yeah, good point. It's overblown and it's, mainstream bull.
And it's politically driven, and it's derailing us from talking about the good things people are doing. You've got this lady from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Sister Bingham is her name. She goes and prays at the National Prayer Club and asks for a land of good Samaritans.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bush with Kurt Crosby and the good sheriff. So there's two real stories going on in America right now. The attack by the mainstream press against the Donald at everything he does. I mean, he can't burp, but he's in trouble with campaign finance or who knows what. Hillary Clinton can just literally commit acts of criminal activity. Collusion with the Russians on the uranium deals. Campaign finance fiascos with her, quote, Clinton Foundation. I could go on and on. Classified emails being literally peppered through society, if you will. Nothing to see here. Move along. Donald burps and is like, oh my goodness, you sexually harassed that woman. I mean, it's insanity. Donald Trump is celebrating the National Day of Prayer. He's signing faith-based initiatives. There's prayer on a regular basis in the White House, says Mike Pence. At the White House, Sister Bingham, a lady from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, prays for a land of good Samaritans. Do you see the two narratives? One's destructive and divisive and divisionary, and the other one is faith-based. And which do you believe is good for America? What do you believe is kind of going on? Well, while that's going on, the Hawaii lawmakers passed a bill, Kurt.
Well, yes.
Well, listen to and, this, folks.
Okay. What you've got, Sam, is there in Hawaii now, it's going to be illegal to use sunscreen. Now, I don't mean sunscreen like I recommend, like an umbrella or a hat, but that means the kind of sunscreen you slap on with all that that those wonderful chemicals, you know, on your skin that protect you from cancer. And of course, no matter the fact that maybe they're causing cancer. But anyway, they say this stuff is dangerous because these chemicals can harm coral reefs. And so now I suppose what they'll have is as you're landing in Hawaii, they'll be checking through all your, you know, stuff to make sure you don't have any sunscreen.
Yeah, the TSA could sexually violate you and take away your sunscreen at the same time. But they don't want the sunscreen hurting the coral reefs. It's fine for you to put on your skin, but those coral reefs, Sheriff.
Yeah, well, you know, there's probably products that are completely natural that would actually help the environment, certainly not hurt the environment, but this is typical.
Like a sombrero?
Hawaii socialism. And here they're in the middle of this huge problem with their volcano eruption, and people are being forced to evacuate, and they literally have lava coming up out of pavements. And this is what the legislature spends their time on?
Hey,
sunscreen.
Them, what are they called, eruptions? Volcano eruptions? Those are better than the bimbo eruptions. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Right now, I don't know how to respond to this, but Donald is a sexual pervert, and so is everybody else on the planet almost, except for all the Me Too women. They're all just divine, you know, bastions of virtue and such like that. Well, there's this guy, and I guess the cops had to use a stun gun on this dude, Kurt.
Well, it was a police story, and I thought, you know, since we had Sheriff Mack on, it would be, you know, useful. But
apropos.
Yeah. The headline. Now, this is an AP story, and so it's also an example of, you know, the kind of in-depth reporting and the valuable information you get from the Associated Press, you know. Dateline Newton, Kansas, the headline reads, "Police use stun gun on man attempting to have sex with car." Yeah, I guess they
it
had
starts
a
out. They say the man was
old.
Super intoxicated.
Yeah, they had he had a 0.35 blood alcohol level, and some possible drug use. Possible. Anyway, they say they tried to get him to stop, but he didn't seem, you know, he was oblivious to everyone standing around him telling him to stop. And now they've submitted a report to city prosecutors recommending a misdemeanor charge of lewd and lascivious behavior. Nothing has been filed. So the AP with a vital story like that, I mean, you know, you can't get better than that.
I got a question, though. And this is a serious question. I mean, I don't want to get into the salacious details of what he was trying to do or whatever. Obviously, he was just in a drug-induced drunken stupor or whatever else. But do you really got to tase this guy, Sheriff?
Well, I'd need to look at the video to determine that. But if his physical attention was all paid to his beautiful car or his sexy car, then you wouldn't think so. You really wouldn't think so. Even if he wasn't obeying commands, you wouldn't think that the cops would have to tase somebody when they could just walk up and try to at least handcuff him first. You know, if there's no way that he's armed, you know, maybe he was using a crowbar to get the car to cooperate with him better or something. I don't know. But that all sounds so stupid that you wouldn't think that the cops would have to be stupid on top of it. But, you know, I'd like to, before I say too much about it, I'd like to see the video or something.
And I think that's fair not to make too much of a judgment call, but we bring this up because, look, the cops are just always going to force, always escalating. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my point, too.
And let me explain this. If the cops normally de-escalated instead of escalating an issue, and then they did something, I would be their first guy to say, you know what? I don't know why this got escalated, but we need to find out more truth on this. The problem is when they escalate every situation almost that we look into, it's very hard to not think they escalated it.
Yeah, we've actually had some of that in my criminal justice class at school. In fact, this past week, we've been discussing that very issue. And de-escalation has got to be the biggest subject taught at our police academies across this country. And it just simply isn't. And another thing has to be that a sudden movement by a suspect does not qualify to be killed. That has to be on the forefront of all of this. Do you need to be careful? And do you need to be ready to shoot somebody when they make a sudden move? Oh, yes. But for somebody who might be drunk or who might be on drugs or who might be walking in the snow and stumbling around, who might be trying to catch themselves or maintain their balance, and they make some sort of sudden move, and that qualifies for them to be dead at your hands, that's just not true. It's not true, and it's not appropriate training, and it's not appropriate mentality. And we've got to stop that. And if you don't, if this guy makes a sudden move and he produces a card saying that he's deaf and dumb, and you shoot and kill him, very similar things have happened with that. Somebody produces a comb or they produce a cell phone, and, I thought he had a gun. And, this whole thing about if the officer, as long as he's acting in good faith, he can kill everybody. And I'm sorry. I'm against that. I was part of it. I saw the training. I am so against the mentality that no matter what, you go home at night to your family and kids, while you destroy the entire family of somebody else. No, I'm sorry. That does not jive with me. It didn't then, and it doesn't now.
And that's the problem that I have, is I want to give the police the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to treat the police as the bad guys. I want to have faith in our system. I want to, but at some point I start to lose faith. I mean, this guy's got a blood alcohol of some extreme number. He's not even paying attention to anybody around him. There's questions of drugs and, I don't know, but I just have to say this escalation just seems out of line to me. And every time we turn around, there's escalation going on, and it's very concerning. So now we're going to go to Chicago. They have a 3-day period snapshot, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Apparently, Sam, in Chicago, they've got, nearly 40 shot over 3 days in gun control Chicago. If they would just have more sign that would just say gun-free zone, maybe that would fix it, huh, Sam?
Well, what do you think, Sheriff? I think the problem is we've got gun control everywhere. Even Kanye West is starting to speak out.
Yeah, I think that's a great understatement. Kanye West speaking out. That is so hilarious that Kanye West is speaking out the way he is. The black community doesn't know what to do with it. The liberals don't know what to do with it. Oh, you traitor. How could you be such a traitor? And then he simply says, isn't it okay for us to have different ideas and that we can still talk and be friends and communicate?
What? And I think the answer is clearly yes, even if we disagree.
Well, it's not for Democrats or liberals. Or the hate mongers.
So then is slavery of the mind still alive?
What's that?
Is slavery of the mind still alive?
Well, it sounds like it. It is so enslaving.
The problem is Kanye West is trying to get off that plantation, isn't he?
Well, kind of.
All right, hang tight. The good sheriff, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
In a three-day period, nearly 40 shot in what they call gun-free zone Chicago, where gun control is the order of the day. Kanye West brought up this very topic and said, hey man, how come we're attacking me for wearing a Make America Great Again Trump hat? And we're not talking about the black-on-black crime that just permeates our inner-city neighborhoods. Incredible point, Sheriff.
That is that one, and the other one that has been brought up, and Pastor Manning brought it up recently, too, and that is, why are you still feeling oppressed? The blacks in this country, why are you still feeling oppressed and enslaved and downtrodden and disenfranchised? How long have the Democrats been promising to take care of you? And they have not delivered. You had a president for 8 years who was from Chicago. What did he do to help Chicago or the entire country?
Well, and if you ask Kanye West, he says that Barack Obama hooked everybody on opioids.
Well, I have blamed the federal government for the opioid epidemic, and yeah, I mean, you know, it was the FDA who approved every one of these drugs who worked for Barack Obama, and so. But the point for the blacks and leadership, Kanye West, Pastor Manning, Jesse Peterson, and all of them to continue to ask, why are you still so downtrodden? Why are you still so enslaved by poverty and ignorance and uneducation or the lack of education? Why? They have owned the White House. They have owned Congress. They have owned a lot of state legislatures. They have owned Chicago. What are they doing for you? What have they done that still you are so relentlessly and tirelessly loyal to these people who have provided you nothing, and you still march on the streets complaining about Black Lives Matter and the lack of inner city peace and prosperity and educational opportunities and everything else that they've been promising for years, yet you're still so amazingly loyal to the folks, and I will say both Republicans and Democrats, who have promised you all this stuff, delivered nothing, and yet you're still so amazingly loyal to especially the Democrats. And now they have a guy who has changed a lot of that for them, and they hate his guts.
All right, now I want to talk about innocence in prison for a second, because every time I turn around, Donald's thinking of pardoning somebody else. He's pardoning everybody but the people we want to get in front of him, Sheriff.
Right. That's
amazing. Now let me stop you there, though, and say that's frustrating. But we have a lot of hope, though, still, in my opinion.
Well, I had a call from Sam Girard's son yesterday, and he kind of brought up the same thing, asked us if anything was going on. And I'm just wondering, Sam, if we need to raise the money to do a half-page ad in USA Today and just say...
I think we ought to do that. We ought to follow it up with a discussion of this at the National Press Club.
Yeah.
But But I agree. I mean, we've got to highlight this issue. Donald's open to the discussions. I'm just afraid we can't get the information to him.
How much is an ad, a half-page ad in USA Today?
I don't know. I'm going to guess 10 grand or something.
Okay. Well, if it is, then I say we do it.
I mean, I'd have to look it up to find out, but I'm pretty sure it's about that. 10 grand. I've read that somewhere.
I was thinking quite a bit more, but, you know, if that's it, then I think we ought to do it. And I think we ought to list the names for the president of the people we've talked to who said they were going to help and have it. And I mean, even put like Senator Paul and put the names of his advisors that we have talked to. And one that is still in good, has a still good relationship with Donald Trump, President Trump, is his economic advisor. And his name, it was a Miller or Moore. And I talked to him in person when Sheriff Clark was here in Tucson. And he was one of the speakers as well. And I can't even remember his first name now. But he and I spoke personally, and he was the keynote speaker.
I must be out in the weeds. I see right here a full page ad's 125 grand.
Yeah, so a half page ad would have to be about 60 or 70 grand. I was thinking 50. But I don't think there's any way that that ad can be ignored, and we'd have to, of course.
By the way, no pricing can be provided until your company's approved. So you got to get approved first, Sheriff.
Yeah, right. Which they might not allow. I mean, obviously they can't just let anybody write any sort of ad, you know, that was touting criminal activity or something.
Especially not those folks that want innocence in prison to be dealt with properly and fairly and openly and honestly.
Say, if you put the ad to where it's kind of challenging Trump, then they'll go for it easy. Which, especially if it's going to be bad-mouthing Republicans across the country, which a little bit it would be. But I don't see how any way else that we're going to be able to reach the president, and we might be able to do it one other way. USA Today might be your $10,000 estimate would probably work very well if we did it like in maybe the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Washington Times. There's no way that doesn't get to the president. No way. So
you would think
not need the national one like USA Today is. So.
I mean, it's hard to say, but I know what you mean.
But I'm really frustrated with that still, and his son was, and his son said that the appeal that they filed was denied. And I have a feeling that it was probably because Sam Gerard has stuck to his horrible courtroom demeanor, and every time he was asked something, he said, I do not consent, and I do not... consent was one thing, and that I do not condone these proceedings or something like that. And so if he continued to do that during the appeal process, then that's probably why it was denied. While he was being sentenced, as you know, I was sitting right there, the judge asked him, do you want us to try to keep you close to home during your incarceration? And again, he responded, I do not consent, I do not reply, blah, 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 I do not authorize his proceedings or something like that. And so now he's spending his time in Pennsylvania instead of close to home in Kentucky. And so now his son asked me, is there a way we can get him closer to home? Because it's hard for us to get up to Pennsylvania to see him. And I said, well, he was offered that then, and so, I mean, you know, he can always ask and put it in for a transfer. But I say the people in charge aren't too pleased with him, and they're going to say, you were asked this once, and what was your response? So,
yeah, and part of the problem here, Sheriff, is that, you know, a lot of the things that we want people to do and not to do, they don't listen to us. Ammon Bundy didn't listen when he was in prison, making his situation worse, and I'm glad that Ammon's out, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying this is an example of where when they make these advised or these ill-advised moves, it makes it harder and harder for us to help them.
Right, right, it does. And I still want to, nevertheless, I still want to.
Of course.
But, and I told to his son, I said, I really wish you guys would at all adhere to my advice, because they did ask me which way to go. But because of his political leanings being towards, you know, some of these other alternative methods, he went with some idiot out of St. Louis that told him, you know, he could get him off, and this is what you do, and you have to challenge their jurisdiction and their authority, and you can't condone any of the proceedings, and,
it gets crazy. Your
stamp of approval.
All right, before the end of the hour, even Kim Kardashian is in the news regarding this. Kurt?
Well, yeah, and I wanted to, here's the headline, Sheriff, from the independent.co.uk. Kim Kardashian is lobbying Jared Kushner for Trump to pardon a great-grandmother serving life in prison. Subheadline, the reality TV star has her personal lawyer working on the case. So I wanted to ask you, do you think this and the Kanye West wearing the Make America Great Again Trump hat kind of go together?
Without question, sir.
I mean, at least it would work. So maybe, in my opinion, Kanye and, you know, Kim could help us out more than putting money to, you know, like the Washington Post, you know, or the New York Times.
You know what we need to do? We need to make some hat that supports Kanye. Start selling them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, wasn't he thinking about running for president once?
Probably. But all I'm telling you is this is interesting. Kim Kardashian really is lobbying the president. Her attorney's working on it right now. I don't know how we can get a hold of either Kanye or Kim or the attorney or somebody, but we can basically add that to our list, and the innocence in prison issue can be looked at, and Kim might help us.
Boy, let's get on it.
Can you reach out to Kim, Sheriff?
I wish I could. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have a clue as to how to start that. But
get Sheriff David A. Clark to reach out to Kanye. You know, that's where I'd go. And then, you know, see if they'll
look how racist Kurt's being.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it might be a way to work on the whole innocence in prison thing.
It's a great way to work on it. We'll just be attacked, but we don't care, do we?
Not really.
Kim Kardashian literally lobbying Jared Kushner for Donald Trump to pardon grandmother serving life in prison. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon it's going to be that they're going to be lobbying for Bill Cosby, I think, but, you know, but to get him out. But he actually committed some crimes. Sam Gerard has committed nothing. And maybe that grandma did an actual crime a long time ago, too. I don't know. But Sam Gerard.
They say she was a mule, if you will, that they would use her as a telephone mule, passing messages between drug distributors and sellers. And this is what she wrote in 2016. She said, I participated in a drug conspiracy, and I was wrong. It's hard to imagine that I have now served 20 years of my life sentence for that one mistake. She was denied parole despite the fact that she fit the guidelines for the Obama-era clemency project 2014, serving
over a decade
in prison.
And they're talking about people that are guilty and admitting to things trying to get out. We're talking about people that aren't even guilty, Sheriff.
Yeah, she's guilty of a crime, but, man, life in prison for that is so stupid. Good grief.
Well, and what it really means is a death sentence in prison for her, though, right?
Yeah, and she should have got about 2 years for that. Maybe, in fact, I would only see probation for that, but, man.
You could do the headline of the, you know, what some call the Renegade Sheriff's Association supports Kim Kardashian. You know, that would be an interesting headline.
Yeah, there you go.
We got to work on it, ladies and gentlemen. This is something we'll never give up on, that we got to really focus on, that we got to do our very best to make a difference on. We need your support. TheFreedomCoalition.com, CSPOA.org. Get involved with the solutions today. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
There he goes, the good Sheriff. For Sam and Kurt and the good Sheriff, we invite you to please financially support the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We need every penny we can get to tell the tale of liberty in the news. If we provide value to you, please reciprocate, will you? We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? we declare this nation shall endure.